This is Scientific American's 60 Second Science. I'm Steve Mirsky. Got a minute?
We interrupt your regular broadcast to bring you this important news bulletin.
Humans can talk. Chimps can't.
Your scientific jargon staggers me, Pinky.
In recent years, scientists have learned that mutations in a gene called FOXP2 seem to be crucial for human speech. Of course, it's much, much easier to work with mice than either chimps or people, so researchers introduced genetic changes into the mouse FOXP2.
You will be forced up the evolutionary ladder
to make it more like ours,
causing a mutating effect on your gene pool.
And mice with the humanized gene show brain circuit changes known to be linked to human speech. Not only that, the genetically altered mouse pups had different ultrasonic vocalizations than did garden variety mice. The research appears in the May 29th issue of the journal Cell.
If I could talk to animals, I wouldn't waste time with experiments like this.
The authors wrote that, quote, "With this study, we get the first glimpse that mice can be used to study not only disease, but also our own history."
Finished, Pinky.
Laboratory mice.
Thanks for the minute. For Scientific American 60 Second Science, I'm Steve Mirsky.
Brain.